Nico Horning here with Chiefs pitcher Liam Best here this weekend in Lansing, Michigan. Liam, through last night here with Peoria, just getting used to the swing of things here after joining the team in the last couple of weeks. How are things going so far?
Really good. I'm really enjoying myself. You know, the staff here is amazing, and, you know, a lot of my teammates here are guys that I played with in Palm Beach for my draft class, so it's been a lot of fun so far.
How has the Palm Beach tenure built you up for this experience at Peoria? What's the biggest thing for you just so far this year down there?
Yeah, I just think, you know, getting to pitch consistently down in Palm Beach was big, you know, get the confidence, you know, that I can perform at this level. And, you know, moving up, just try not to make too much of the moment. Just, you know, continue to do what I've had success doing. And, yeah, that's been it.
How would you describe your, I guess, the way you just go about things on the mound and your style and maybe the different pitches you throw?
Yeah, I mean, I like to try and throw everything with conviction. That's been the big thing for me this year, is just having confidence in my three pitches I throw. And you know, it's been a process this year, you know, a lot of failure early on, but, you know, just as the year has gone on, just kind of building a mindset of unflappability, sure, so to speak, of where, you know, if a bad outcome happens, it's not the end of the world, and just, you know, go at it the next pitch with, you know, my best pitch. So that's been the thing of this year for, sure, me. Yeah.
What would you consider your best pitch right now, and the pitch you're most confident in?
Yeah, probably my slider. You know, I have confidence in all three, but if I were to pick one, it'd be the slider right now.
Sweet. When did that develop for you, and how, kind of, how have you fine-tuned that slider here in the last few years?
Yeah, honestly, it's a pitch I found this year.
Okay.
In going into spring training this year, I kind of had a bigger, slower breaking ball. And working with Evan Johnson, the pitching coach down in Palm Beach this year, we kind of found a harder, less depth pitch that kind of just moves east to west. So yeah, I mean, that's really gotten better as the, you know, honestly probably found it in May, and just kind of try to get consistent with it over the last few months. So
sweet. Last baseball question before we kind of get to know you a little bit outside of the game. What are a couple things you're looking forward to just kind of fine-tuning here in these last few weeks of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big one has been, I've been working on my changeup a lot, just being more consistent with that in zone, and just being confident throwing that whenever I want. And that was the big step I took right before I came up to Peoria, so that's something I want to continue doing. But yeah, that's probably the goal, and then just, you know, finish strong.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sweet. Love it, man. 19th round selection out of Appalachian State. What, Appalachian or Appalachian?
Appalachian?
Appalachian, right?
Yeah.
And they have that really cool ball field that I've seen photos,
yes,
of.
Yes.
How was your experience there, just both baseball-wise and outside of baseball, playing in that stadium and just attending school there?
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Support you get from people who live in Boone, North Carolina, and, you know, just the athletic department there is unmatched. For such a small school, they support everybody there a ton, especially their athletes. And Kermit Smith, the head coach there, is a phenomenal man. You know, took me in for a year, and I felt like I've been there for 4 years. I also met my now fiance there, so that's been amazing. But yeah, App State was phenomenal, and that, I mean, the stadium is gorgeous.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
What's the best part about the stadium, and then what's the best part about the town?
Yeah, the stadium, I mean, I wish it looked like the pictures you see all year, but no, the spring is, you get into April and May, it's just, the weather is beautiful, and yeah, I mean, it's just a picturesque field. And then the town of Boone is older town, but, you know, it feels like a college town. But yeah, it's just super cool being in the mountains. I mean, you look around, it's, you know, gorgeous mountains everywhere. Just, yeah, picturesque.
Love
so,
describe just your upbringing as far as your hometown, your favorite baseball teams, maybe favorite players that you grew up watching.
Yeah, grew up in Sterling, Virginia, which is about 45 minutes west of Washington, D.C. Grew up a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, Pittsburgh sports fan in general. Both my dad went to school in Pittsburgh. My mom is from Pittsburgh. So yeah, I grew up loving Pittsburgh sports. Yeah.
What do you like doing outside of baseball?
I like golfing.
Okay.
Growing up, I played hockey, which was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So I enjoy watching hockey.
I know DiTallo played hockey as well. Maybe there's others on the team, yeah, but yeah. I know you're not the only one, so
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was that was fun doing that growing up. But yeah, right now it's golf. I'll fish here and there. Not super big into it, but I'll fish with some guys here and there. And then I'll play a lot of video games.
Yeah. What's your favorite video game? And I guess, who's your favorite golfer?
Yeah. Favorite video game is Rainbow Six Siege. I have almost 1,000 hours on the game, so probably way too many, but...
Your go-to road trip thing, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then favorite golfer? Ooh. Probably Scottie Scheffler right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Now, I saw you were a lifeguard.
I was.
Okay.
Yes.
A little umpiring going on.
This summer, yes.
Nice, nice. Curious how those things went for you. And then the umpiring, because I do it on the side as well. It's like, you know, you see some different parts of the game that maybe you don't when you're playing the game. So how has that helped you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much umpiring's helped me, but I umpired it. It was mainly super young kids, just as like a little side gig in high school. But it is cool to see a game from a completely different perspective. And I mean, it is hard to do. So, you know, we give umpires a lot of crap, but it is, it's not easy.
It's tough.
And then lifeguarding, yeah, it was fun. Like I said, it was just, you know, something to do in a summer and just be outside. And, you know, I did it with some friends. So it was a good time.
Awesome. Yeah. Sweet, Liam. Thanks for the time and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.